Do 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 do. We're gonna stop.
Oh, hey,
not even interesting.
Hey, everybody.
What's up?
We're back.
Hey,
it's been a long time.
Yeah,
but the Hong and Wong show is back.
You thought it was gonna be gone, but it's here.
We're back.
Yeah,
we're back from the dead. Back in China after a 2 month hiatus. Here we are, podcasting again.
So, what'd you think of the Oscars?
I wasn't a fan. I liked last year's better. I like last year's better.
What didn't you like about this year's Oscars?
It's not so much what I didn't like about this year's Oscars. It's more what I liked about last year's Oscars.
What did you like about last year's
Oscars? I liked the host, Hugh Grant.
Oh.
Hugh Grant was
not
Hugh Grant. Hugh, the other Hugh. Hugh Jackman.
Boy? Oh, Hugh Jackman.
Some guy named Hugh.
Yes, he's a good guy.
He's done Broadway. He had the musical experience. I like musicals.
Yeah.
So I liked his opening number. It was kind of I vibed with it. You know, he kind of goes through all five.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. You were once a part of the musical theater.
That's correct.
Twice, actually, if memory serves me correctly. Once in front of the scenes, once behind the scenes. Is this correct? Am I remembering the Wong history a little bit?
Yes, this is correct. In high school,
yes.
I dare say I starred. I starred.
Yes.
In a musical called The Boyfriend.
Okay. What did you play? What was your role?
I forget. It was like some chorus boy.
So not really the star. You just said the star, you kind of lied.
There are no small parts. There are only small actors. So in my mind, I starred.
And by actors, you mean penis. I don't know what's going on. I guess my question is, this is where I'm coming in. Now, I know you're a fan. You just said you're a fan of the musical theater.
Yes.
And yet you're not what I would say interested or involved in the dance part of the musical theater, which I think is a very important part of the musical theater. Would you not agree?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you have a talent for dancing, I don't have a...
Hey, well, it's not even a talent. One just has to learn it, if I want to enjoy and appreciate the musical theater, I should learn, some steps. And, that was like a pas de bourrée there, first position there, or whatever, however you want to learn. But no, you don't think an appreciation of dance is fundamental to an appreciation of musical theater?
I don't know where this is going, but it's not a good place. I can tell
you
that.
Wow, what does that mean? It's not a good place. Am I going to an uncomfortable place for you?
No, it's just kind of a boring and not very interesting place.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, that the Oscar trailhead came to an end fast.
Yeah, it did. I'm just hitting all cylinders. I have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth. No idea.
I'm a little scared. But
yes, go back.
So we're back in China.
Yes.
We're in China in Harbin, Heilongjiang province.
Yes.
It's winter time.
Yes.
So yes. We haven't seen each other actually.
What are you talking about?
There's a gap in our living situation.
Yes. For about 2 months. Yeah.
I went back to America.
Yeah.
And you were, what were you up to?
Well, I went to America first.
Yes.
Then I believe I left America. No. We were both in America at the same time at one point. What do you think? No, is that untrue? All I know is by the time I came back here, you were gone.
Yes.
So then I was here for a week alone, which I just...
Yeah, let's explore that.
I don't recommend. This city is not a city you want to sit alone.
You're interesting because you're part of a big family, but you're also kind of a loner.
Yeah, both are true. I would agree with both.
So what was that week like? Were you like?
I don't like being by myself. I go crazy. I literally my mind starts going into weird directions. I think it's I think of Apu, where that famous Simpsons episode where he was awake for like 80 hours and at the end he thinks he's a hummingbird. Like that's where my mind starts going. I just think, like, what's going on? Like, just crazy stuff starts happening.
Were you like having conversations with yourself?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a given.
You don't even have to be alone.
Yeah, I have conversations with myself. But then it's just like when you don't have personal like contact with a human being, like just seeing people, I don't know, for me, I start kind of, I don't know, my mind just starts going crazy. I think I have to see people, but I can very easily just sit in a room, and I've got like 10,000 movies, 3,000 like TV shows, and I can sit there and just watch it for like all day, like don't eat, and you're like, whoa, what the heck happened? It's like, you know, like 10 hours just went like that. I'm like, okay, time's, you know what I mean? It just, you can just start, just go crazy.
That's so were you having like conversations with people that weren't, didn't exist? Or
no, it's just, I'm very affected by what I watch, so uh-huh. I can watch something, and then I can just start, like, I can start imagining that's like my problems, or like, I can start imagining, man, and so my mind starts, my life starts getting influenced by like their problems. I'm like,
so what were you watching?
I don't even remember. I mean, just whatever, just crazy. So,
like,
I like to watch, like, you know, strange reality shows. I like to watch, you know, things, weird things. So just weird things, yeah.
So for example, if you were watching like Star Wars, your problem would be that you want to get off Tatooine.
No,
you don't
like,
want to help.
Like,
you don't want to help Uncle Owen with the harvest. You want to go to the academy. Let's promise, Uncle Owen.
Let's say like I'm watching House. Have you ever watched the show House?
No.
Okay, then this conversation won't work.
So you come down with like Ebola. Ebola 9.
Like the people in House have very particular personalities. There's like crazy guy, liar guy, weird guy, and so like
that
I
just
start,
all described you.
I start thinking, oh yeah, like maybe I should do this, and like, you know, oh, I don't know, maybe I can try. I don't know. My mind just goes crazy. That's all to say. I have no, you know.
Interesting. Okay. So you were alone. Were you like Jack Nicholson in a?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
That would explain the paint on the walls.
But like I saw like a few people, like of those 6 days I saw like two or three people. I think I went over to, you know, the other side of town and hung out with them once. I think I hung out with somebody on our campus once. Like I tried to do some things like to break up the monotony, but then I was preparing for this long trip that I went on, and that was kind of the whole point of it.
Which is kind of, yeah, this is interesting. Getting back to you not being you not liking being alone.
Yes.
Whereas I kind of like it.
Go on.
I mean, I know. I guess I can be by myself and just hang out.
But like, could you be by yourself and not see human beings for like 3 days straight?
Yes, and I have. I believe.
Okay, go on.
Have I been there?
Okay, let's push that.
It's possible, yeah.
When were you without human being contacts for 3 days?
Like when I travel, I went to Hong Kong.
Yeah, but at least you saw people.
Oh, you mean like just anyone? Just like random,
literally, like no one. Human. Yeah, like literally do not see a single human being. That's like, that's where I was. Like I didn't go out. I just sat here.
I can't recall. Can't recall.
But when you go on your trips, you like to go on trips to go away and be by yourself. See, when I went on this trip, one of the main points of like, I want to go here was, I know someone there, so I'm going to go there. I know someone there. So that was basically my main point of like choosing places. I know someone, so I'd like to go. I just feel like if I go someplace I don't know anyone, I'm like, you know, it's not that fun. I like traveling with people. I just think that like it increases the enjoyment like tenfold. Like if you're by yourself, like you can crack jokes, but who are you cracking jokes to? Yourself? Like who's gonna laugh? You know what I mean?
And then, I
like,
laugh.
And then like you get inevitably, like, you know, if you're budget traveling, you have to like stay with like, you know, big time douchebags. You're like, I don't like that guy, and like you have to pretend for like one day like to be interested in this. Like, oh really? Oh yeah, great. Oh, this is cool. Oh, so you're teaching? Oh, yeah, you know. I hate that. I can't stand that
artifice.
Yeah. I can't. I don't want to deal with it. So most of the times, like if they're white, I just pretend I'm Chinese and they're not going to bother me. If they're Chinese, I, you know, just act crazy. And I mean, Chinese people, they leave you alone. I've noticed. So yeah.
So where did you travel? You were gone for like 6 weeks?
Yeah, 6 weeks and went all over the place. Flew down to Shanghai.
Shanghai.
Checked out a little Zhejiang with some Hangzhou. Did a little Jiang Jiangsu maybe, perhaps with Suzhou and Nanjing. Then went up to Xi'an and Shanxi, passed through Ningxia with Yinchuan, back down to Sichuan and Chengdu, then down to Guangzhou, Shenzhen, Hong Kong.
Woo!
Then I went international.
Oh!
And I used the word international in the sense that I crossed nations. I'll use it in the sense that I left a nation.
Wow.
Now I'm gonna define it this way, sirs. I asked, and perhaps you know this as well, Mr. Whatever you did before. In order for a Chinese person to go to Hong Kong, you can't just go.
Yeah, you have to apply for like.
You have to apply.
Entry visa or something.
You can only go for, I heard, like 7 days if you're going on a tourist visa or something. Like, it's a very short time.
Restricted.
So it's restricted. Now, do I consider that, there's some kind of, is that the same country? Anyways, the point is, I left China and China considers me, I have this visa, multiple entries. China considers that I left the country. So I left and now I'm back. So if China considers that I left the country, then I left the country. Starting at Hong Kong, and we don't know after that. I'm just saying, starting at Hong Kong, I left the country. And then I went to a place called Taiwan. I don't know if you've heard of that place.
Mm.
You know, and then...
First province of China.
Oh, some say that. And then came back, went to Guilin, then Hunan, and then Henan, and then Beijing, and then Harbin. That was my trip.
Riveting.
Yeah.
Highlights.
Highlights to food. Great food. I'm like a history buff. Not in the sense that you are, but like, you know, I read the Lonely Planet. Like, oh, you know. I feel like I learned some history on the way, not like that I knew it before. I'm like, oh, this is famous for this, so I went. I'm like, oh, blah blah blah, blah. And China has everything. I mean, a lot of countries do, but has great cities, great natural views, long history, a lot of culture, blah 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 blah. You know, everything.
Did you try any beer?
Did I try any beer?
What place has the best beer? I'm just trying to. I don't know, play to our frat boy listenership.
The best beer. I think in China, there's pretty much just Harbin and Qingdao beer. Is there other ones that I'm not sure, that I'm not aware of?
Yanzhou?
I heard there's a beer from, I remember reading on Time Magazine, there's like a really good beer in Inner Mongolia, but didn't get to. I'm not a beer drinker per se. I'll drink it once in a while, but it's not like something I'll do unless I'm forced to, which I was a week ago. Yeah,
I'm going to ask you about the same your opinions on another thing that you don't engage in unless you're forced to. What place has the best looking women?
The best looking women. I don't remember being,
because in China,
I don't remember. I'll just say this. The place that I went that I felt like, you know what? I think I could find a woman here was Taiwan.
Interesting.
Actually, yeah.
And conventional wisdom in China says, what area has the best looking women? Suzhou?
I don't know.
Dalian?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows?
Definitely not Guangdong?
Definitely not Guangdong. Wow. That's all I know. I actually love Shenzhen. I would go back to Shenzhen. Did I tell you about Shenzhen at all? I just went to this spa, and it was just, I love getting naked, soaking myself in hot water, being around a lot of naked men, maybe a glory hole or two, whatever, you know, however you want to define, but I love that aspect. I love like, it's like, the and then there's like this other floor, and you can just hang out at the floor. Men and women are there, and then you can get a massage. I was only there for like 4 hours. I wish I was there for like 12 hours. I had a great time.
So where's the best? Okay, so where in China are the best looking men? I guess I should ask.
I wasn't really looking. So I'm sorry I can't be of help there. Like, all right. I wasn't like, ooh, that was like something. I don't remember being blown away in any place.
Okay, so where in China are the best looking 12-year-old girls? I guess that's something more up your alley.
That's easy. Like, Harbin's number one.
Woo!
And I've tasted that fruit. Oh my god, I've like said 7 things here that I can like go to prison for.
Here's number eight. Wow. How about 8-year-old boys?
8-year-old boys?
No, let's not go there.
First is Bangkok. I mean, goodness gracious. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Wow. Podcast? The first podcast?
Dateline NBC. No, Dateline NBC. We're totally joking. Please. Although, I think I told you about this thing, chat roulette, that I partook in, that I was just totally like, this is wrong and this is crazy. Like, I almost saw a man's genitals. It was a little bit disconcerting.
Tell me that story.
What's going on? Well, everybody knows. Everybody who's listening knows what chat roulette is. Like, it was on TV, blah blah blah. It's just, you know, you just get connected with a random person through a video chat. And so, like, but the only thing is, number one, you can't connect to a person. Like, it's always random. And then number two, like, you only have one power, and you can always next to someone. You can see them, and then you can press next at any time.
Hmm.
And then it'll just go to another random person. You can't go back to that person, so just next, next, next. And so I was sitting there, and like, oh, there's this person next. And they, like, nexted me. Okay, whatever, next, next, next. Because basically, it's just men trolling for women, or, like, gay guys trolling for other gay guys. And so, like, you know, finally this guy starts talking. I mean, we're chatting on, like, you know, I just want to see, what the heck is this thing? So there's this guy, like, oh, where are you from? Brazil. Oh, where am I from? Oh, China, blah, blah, blah. And we're just having some stupid conversation. And, you know, so I'm looking at his face, and so he's just sitting there, and his face is, like, there. And then, like, he stops typing for a second, and then he kind of just lays back for a second, and, like, his pelvis is, like, in full
he's
view.
Thrusting his pelvis.
Well, it almost felt like that. And like, once I saw that, I was like, ugh! And I just nexted him immediately, because I had no idea what was going to happen next, but I was like, oh, no. So I just nexted it. So that was my closest encounter with...
So you're not a receiver of the pelvic thrust. You're more of a giver.
I'm a giver. Yeah. Okay. Definitely.
You're a thruster.
Yeah, I'm a thruster, not a thrustee.
We should one of these podcasts. We should do that, and just, you know, while we're podcasting.
While we're podcasting, what?
Chat roulette. Do chat roulette.
Oh, okay.
What do you think? Thrusting and
I don't know. Receiver? That's why I didn't know where you're going with that. I felt uncomfortable.
I'm not going there.
Not yet. We're working on it.
I've crossed this, that bridge, this, and I've decided.
This thing is just so, I don't know where we're going, but it's not in good place.
It's not a good
place. Alright, switch it up. Time chat roulette. Switch up the topic, man.
Get away from pedophilia.
My goodness, I have no idea. I don't know. What did you do for Chinese New Year?
Chinese New Year, yeah. I spent with the GF's family, okay. Extended family.
Yeah.
Just a lot of eating.
Uh-huh. We learned, during Chinese New Year, people make jiaozi and, like, eat them and, make them, eat them.
During the week of Chinese New Year, I don't think I had one jiaozi. I did not have one homemade jiaozi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a button there? No.
A button?
Was there a butt? It sounded like you were gonna during the week.
No, I'm just not gonna.
But
yeah.
No. So you haven't had jiaozi in a while, I think.
No, I've had jiaozi. In fact, I had it. I had it recently, just not in the context of a Chinese New Year festivity.
And now, did you visit both the father son and the mother son?
Yes, I did.
And how were you introduced?
I was introduced as the BF, the boyfriend.
I mean, in Chinese, they just say, "nan peng yo."
Yes.
What do they use there?
Yeah, exactly. Nan peng yo. Nan peng yo, boyfriend.
And did they grill you with questions about, like, I don't know? Like, did they take a blood test to make sure you don't have syphilis or whatever? You know.
No, not everyone's as into interrogation as the Hong is.
Okay. So they just, like, welcomed you. Do Chinese people, like, play games, or do they just, like, Korean people just sit and watch TV all day?
This particular family, and I'm going to try to keep things a little circumspect, because it's not like there's not, you know, 1.3 billion people in China. But, yeah, this particular family, they do play games. They play Mahjong.
Yeah.
And also a form of the Chinese version of poker.
Now, did you partake in these, or did you just watch?
I did not. I just watched.
Why didn't you partake?
It was, I don't know, I didn't feel comfortable. I'm not really familiar with the rules of Dongbei Mahjong.
Oh, so there's different rules for different places.
Yeah, there's a northern variation, and it's different from the southern variation.
Do their families often get together?
Yes.
So it's not like, oh, this is that weird, crazy uncle that we never see. It's just like, oh, they kind of they get together.
Well, there are weird, crazy uncles, but they're seen every week virtually.
Interesting.
So there's no hiding. There's no hiding, at least for this particular family.
I'm still this line of questioning is bordering on bore.
Completely.
We have to spice it up without going homosexual or pedophilic. How does one do that?
Let's see.
Man, it's horrible. We have no game, man. We have no game.
It's that type of negativity that brings us down.
Ouch.
I don't know. What else besides New Year?
I'm trying to again. My one cue was let's stay away from personal thing, and you went directly to personal. I was like, oh no, he went personal. Remember my one thing before we started this is like let's try to not go personal.
You went towards the musical. You asked me about the Oscars, and then I talked about the musical. Right, and you're the one who went personal.
Personal.
Let's talk about your musical background.
Okay, what I meant was personal as in what are we doing today? Personal our experience is fine, but this is what you did. I'm just kind of bored with that kind of stuff. Okay, yeah, my musical background.
Yeah, what's your
Started singing in seventh grade, didn't stop until junior year of college.
Riveting.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Come on, you're the one asking. What else would it you gotta push a button, buddy? You gotta make it interesting. Spice it up.
Anything
man.
Interesting about in the musical in your musical experience?
In ninth grade, yes. Was probably the low and the high point of my
the low and high point?
Yeah. Actually, it was like this. All right. Like I said, 7th, 8th grade, I was singing. And then 9th grade, for some reason, I stopped singing and I started to play the viola.
Mm.
Now, that's an interesting point in all for me, but just me being an idiot of my life, as usual. So I started doing viola. Anyways, I don't know what you were like in 9th grade, but you're kind of starting to search for things that you're going to do to help you get into college. I don't know. Were you like that?
I started out in 10th grade.
Okay. So I'm like, oh, I have to do sports, I have to do, blah, blah, blah. That's why I kind of did the viola, blah, blah, blah. So, actually, I started...
Wait, the viola. For those who don't know what a viola is...
Doesn't know what a freaking viola is? Who's listening that doesn't know what a viola is? All right, sit down.
In my mind,
Sit down.
We're not talking about...
Shut up.
We're not talking about
who
our friends.
The freak... doesn't know what a viola is.
In my mind,
idiot.
I have
everybody knows. For those of you who don't know what China is a country. I mean, where are you going with who doesn't know what a viola is?
Please explain.
What is a viola?
Do you think
what's a viola?
Do you think
I don't know what a viola is?
Chester in Alabama knows what a viola is.
Go ahead.
Explain
away to the thousands of people that listen to this. What's a viola?
Abdullah in Algiers knows what
a viola
is.
What's a viola? What is a viola?
A viola is the violin's fat, dumpier cousin, older cousin.
Ouch.
It has a deeper voice, has more hair, and it's basically the unwanted, unloved...
Now, you never played an instrument. Am I correct in that?
I played the organ. The pianos. The piano schizophrenic. The schizophrenic older brother.
Who chose the organ?
I believe it was my mother. Or actually, that's the wrong question. No one ever chooses the organ. The organ chooses them.
Okay, how did the organ choose you?
In the lineup.
Okay.
It's what happens when
Can't those people that know the Wong, you can just picture him, right? In that blue cardigan with his ridiculous hair up, you know, sitting at a freaking organ playing, I don't know. What did you learn to play? How long did you play the organ? How come I didn't remember
long.
This?
It was too long. Because I hated the organ.
Huh. Who likes the organ? What person gets excited about the freaking... And it was like the whole pipe organ, right? With the freaking, like...
There's the pedal. There are pedals, yeah. There's pedals, you know, there's like...
You're crazy.
There were two pictures. There were two pictures of...
Freaking bold and played the organ. Who is this man? He's from, like, 1943.
There are two pictures on my organ. One was of the Phantom of the Opera. And then the other one was of... who was it? It was the fat kid from Goonies, you know, when they played the... And that's basically it.
That was your inspiration for the organ.
Yeah. And it wasn't good because I hated the organ.
Wow.
Oregon? I hate Oregon too, but I hated the organ.
So,
especially.
So to back to my story,
yeah.
Actually, I started gymnastics. I started gymnastics in ninth grade. And I was actually, I wouldn't say good because I just started, but the coach was like, you know what? If you work at this,
I can see
you
that.
Could be good at this.
I can see you have the physique of a gymnast.
So, but... For some reason, I don't know, a friend of mine who was in like music in 7th and 8th grade, he's like, dude, you have to try out for this musical of 9th grade. I'm like,
Which musical?
Anything Goes.
Nice.
So I was like, I don't know, if I do the musical, I have to quit gymnastics, which I was only doing for like a month. And then, I don't remember why, but I quit gymnastics. And that could have been me. I could have been the... Like maybe that guy
the Mitch Gaylord.
No, the guy we know, you know, he breaks his neck.
Yeah.
And maybe I could have stepped in.
Right.
I could have been somebody.
You could have been Mitch Gaylord.
Because my high school was actually
Nadia Comaneci.
My high school was actually very good in gymnastics.
And so the coach that said, hey, you could be somebody?
The coach, that guy who said that, he was like a state, what is it? First place,
right.
State, all state. Like he was one of those guys, and he was like, "Oh, because I was, because there was all, you know, the freshman. When you're a freshman, they just take you all,
right?
And like, you know, blah blah blah. But I was the one guy who I couldn't do a backflip, but I was like, I was getting the backflip faster than anyone else. Like
so
that's where I was.
Here's the thing, like,
and now look at me. I'm a fat, overweight loser that freaking. Bald. Okay, what else do you want to say? Come on.
But,
bring it on. So, gay. Whatever. Bring it on.
I don't judge.
Yeah.
But, so I was...
Pedophile?
Like I said, I don't judge. But,
You should judge. Pedophilia is illegal in every single country. The UN has signed, like, a treaty against, like, violence and sexual abuse against children. That is a freaking universal law. How dare you say you don't judge, sir?
Anyway,
that's
so
horrible.
Getting back to the gymnastics coach.
Yeah.
So did he say, so do you think he said to all...
Not everyone.
Not everyone.
No.
So it's an actual...
I was there because he like took me aside. Like, we're doing, you know, all of us, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, he takes me aside and says, you know, hey. Anyways, so I went on. So I gave that up, okay? I gave that up for Anything Goes. And guess what freaking I played in Anything Goes? Can you guess what I played in Anything Goes? Was I the star of Anything Goes? Was I the star of Anything Goes?
Maybe in my eyes.
No.
No.
What did I play in Anything Goes? You saw Anything
yeah,
Goes with
you played,
me.
Yeah.
I played...
The stereotypical
I played
Asian
the stereotypical
laundry, Chinese
Asian Chinese guy. That's what they cast me as, okay? Okay?
Which
now
is,
do you see where the roots of my anger...
Which is a reason to riot, because...
Anger
you know,
and bitterness towards white people. It's like, they cast me as that dude. They could have cast me as anything else, but no. I think my name was either Ling Ling, Ching Ching, Wing Wow, Big Dong, something, you know what I mean? And I had to put on a freaking Asian accent. Yes, I did that. I sold out my people. Not only I sold out my people, I sold out my gymnastics future. For what? For one small taste of glory. And you know what? 15, 20 years later, it was worth it. It was worth it. I did to be on the stage and to sing Blow, Gabriel, Blow. No, 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 no. Don't go sexual. It's a song. It was a great pick-me-up song. It's a great song to sing that. You're the top. I mean, did I sing that song? I think, hey, no, no, no. Don't go sexual. Don't go sexual. Although Cole Porter was a flaming homosexual. No. What else did we sing in that? Anyways, it was Anything Goes. We sang Anything Goes, which...
So, apropos for this podcast.
Yes, exactly.
So did the Anything Goes director also say just pull you aside?
No, he didn't. I don't know if you saw this in your high school. Most high schools are like this, unless you're really good. Freshmen, sophomores just don't get anything, and then basically like juniors and seniors get the meaty roles. And that was basically it. I was a freshman. I didn't get anything. I mean, I got a small role, but you know, if I stayed at that school, perhaps I could have gone on to do more.
So instead of being, you know, Mitch Gaylord, you could have been Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead, you're here balding. Yeah. In Harbin. Yeah. Here's my could have would have been story.
Yeah.
When I was a freshman in high school, speaking, yes, which I guess ninth grade is when potential chosen.
Exactly.
I was holding out to go play for the tennis team.
Yeah.
But
which you inevitably succeeded at, you know, getting the first. So it's a success story.
I lettered three years in high school, but I missed out on a fourth year because we didn't have a boys tennis team.
Okay,
freshman year.
But I was going in weird places.
I did not know.
You
that.
Had to go to sex change.
No,
is that what they asked you to do?
No. Oh, I was holding out. So it was spring semester, and that was when boys tennis usually happened.
Yeah, sure.
But the coach of the boys volleyball team said, you know, oops, I better edit that out.
It wasn't me this time.
Yeah, it was
Hey-o.
Me. It was me.
Hey-o.
You know, the Wong, you should try out for the volleyball team. You know,
I can see it.
In PE, you've played pretty well, but I said, no, I'm going to hold out for the tennis team. And as it turned out, there was no tennis team. I didn't play any sports that spring semester. But I kind of think back, because here's the thing. Our high school's volleyball team won the sectional championships like 3 years in a row. I think they won state, maybe?
Yeah, they didn't.
For that size.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was a big deal. And so I imagine, you know, what could my future in volleyball have been? Could I have been like the next Karch Karai, the Eric Sato, the Karch Karai.
You could have been on the beach with Goose and Maverick, flexing your muscles.
Playing with the boys. That could have been me, but instead I just sat on my butt and didn't. But you achieved
varsity status, buddy, three letters, three times.
Yes,
second on the team next to your good friend, am I wrong? Am I misunderstanding your
No, I was a double specialist. I was way down on the depth chart. Hmm. But, you know, it was a... Well, you win some, you lose some. And how odd that, you know, we're both in the same place.
Mm. 15 years after we met each other. Yeah.
Yeah, a cold, dark, snowy place.
It's not really that dark. I mean, maybe...
It's nighttime right now.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Could have been, would have been.
Should have. Could have, would have.
What, like, are you going to do anything different for your kids?
From early age, I'm gonna be the tennis dad. I'm gonna break them. I'm gonna break them.
But are you going to, like...
No, I think, to be honest, I would like to be more... neither of us have had children, so...
That we know of.
Unless... Can men get pregnant? No, right? So, and there's no... Okay, I was going to go. I self-restrained. What was I talking about? Oh, so who knows? You know, the parents out there could laugh at us and will laugh at us. But I think as they grow older, as early as possible, I want to put all responsibility on them to live their lives and say, you know what? And if they're doing stuff, I'm going to call them. I'm like, why are you doing that? You're doing it because your brother's doing it? Stop. Don't do it. I'm not gonna let you do it. If you want to play soccer like your brother, you're gonna prove it to me. Like, I'm gonna beat you, like literally with a stick, as you play soccer. Like, how badly do you want it? I wanna make sure I encourage them to find what they want.
Now, if we were in China,
yeah,
if we grew up in China,
yeah,
I mean, we wouldn't have that option. Oh, I'm going to choose to do the tennis team. I'm going to choose to do the musical, which might have turned out better for us.
Which is actually an interesting thing. I just had a tutor who said she lived here in Harbin, and she was pointed out, and they said, you know, I think she has potential for skating, but the parents said no.
Wow.
But anyways.
See, back in the good old days, the state would just say, hey, you, yeah, you're exactly tall, you can exactly do this.
And that's what they said to her. That's what they said to her, and her parents said no.
Mm. So that's...
But anyways, yes, you were saying
one strike against the Reformation and opening.
You were saying about China, yes, if we grew up in China, yes.
If we grew up in China, the state would have just plucked us, and yes, you would have been, yeah, you know, twirling around in the rings.
Yeah.
Winning, I don't know, bronze medals, sure, for your country.
Sure.
I would have been on the volleyball team.
Sure, sure.
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe we probably would have gone far.
I would have hoped, actually, that my musical career would have taken off and I would have been, you know.
I didn't know there was a big musical theater scene here in China or Harbin.
But who said I was going to grow up in Harbin? I'm saying maybe in another place.
Where the musical theater is bigger.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Like
big time.
Ningxia?
Yeah. Hangzhou, big time.
Those Hui minorities are,
yeah,
you know,
but
they put up a great anything goes, man. They're awesome.
China's well known before their ballerinas, their you know, the classical arts. And they've definitely post even during the last 50 years, they've definitely encouraged the classical arts. So yeah, I could have gone that way.
I think you still have a chance. I mean, you could bring the musical theater here to Harbin.
I mean, we talked about it before. I really wanted to, if I were like a man and I had balls, neither are true, I would love to have put on West Side Story at our campus, like for the students, by the students. I think
in English?
No.
In Chinese?
No, listen.
Here we go.
Just like at a lot of operas, what they do at operas is they have like subtitles, maybe being played like on the screens. So all the dialogue in Chinese, all the songs in English, because you can't translate the songs in English. It's just, whoa. I want to be in America.
Yeah.
What is that? I know a boat you can get on. I mean, how are you gonna? It just doesn't work, you know.
Maria.
我就见过。Renshi. No. Isn't Renshi the one where you just meet them?
You Dao.
我就遇到一个女人叫玛利亚。 Suddenly, 虽然, no, what's suddenly?
突然,
the world can never be the same for me. I mean, like that. It doesn't translate. So, like, I think the Chinese would get it. I think they would be moved, tremendously moved. We would have, and we would make it personal. We'd make it political. You know, we could do topics of today, or we could do topics of 50 years ago. Either or, we're gonna set it on the rugged streets of Harbin. You know, two groups of people. Boom, boom.
What are the two groups?
Do I have to say it?
Yes.
KMT, communist. Boom.
So this is in the past.
Yeah.
And maybe they should have like the Japanese in there too.
Maybe. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. Could work. I could see it. I don't know who'd you get for Maria.
I had all my characters. I had them.
Well.
Next year.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I think it's good for the returning podcast, yeah, the first podcast of 2010.
Painful. There was some good parts, but most
not till like the second half, deep into it.
Painful. I don't know why you cut off the Oscar stuff. I think that could have gone somewhere.
We can return. Okay, let's get back to the Oscars. It's 5 minutes. What do you want to know about the Oscars?
I'm just kidding. That was a horrible opening. It's horrible. I was just trying to fire stuff out, and it just went nowhere. It's horrible.
I will say that I liked last year's presentation where they had the past winners come and give a small introduction about
this person.
Yeah, yeah, the nominees. Yeah, that was good. I liked it. Yeah. Other than that, yeah. So Hugh Jackman's opening number and that aspect. I really liked that.
And I think that's when we started the whole. What's that girl's name? Pretty or Not?
Oh, Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Started from then.
Yeah, she's not.
Totally hot.
Bye.
Bye.